Welcome to the Practical Church Revitalization Podcast. We look at revitalization in real time, examining the ups and downs of revitalizing and replanting historic and legacy churches throughout New England and the U.S. Now here's your hosts.
Welcome back to the Practical Church Revitalization Podcast, and happy 2022. Or can we say happy? I don't know. We're coming into this, we're in the throes of a surge and all sorts of things going on. It's quite different than when we left you, but God is in control. So that's the one thing that we have to hold on to, and we must hold on to. So with that, this is Don McKinnon of Legacy Church, welcoming you to the new year and our continuing season. I don't know if we're going to continue with seasons. I don't know how we're going to go about. There are a lot of changes going on with Practical Church Revitalization Podcast, and we're trying to figure out what that is going to look like and how it's going to look like. So without getting into details, as we do our shopkeeping here, but if you have seen the posts out there, perhaps you're on our group called Revitalize New England. But there is some stuff going on with Eric, and Eric will be here next week. We are conducting an interview with him. I am actually going to be recording that interview tomorrow from when I'm recording this today. But it is not my story to tell. It is Eric's, and Eric is going to be here to discuss what has been going on with him lately. And I hope you turn in, tune in, listen for it. It's interesting, to say the least. But we're gonna soldier on. And with that, it comes to this point where we have to kind of look at what has been going on and where we're going forward. So this is kind of a state of the podcast review. And we began to do some things last year that we really were enjoying doing. Namely, we got some interviews done for you guys, where we had Randy Adams, Dave Jackson, Ed Litton, a few of these guys out there, whether you agree with them or not. That's what we wanted to begin doing last year. We wanted to begin to have some interviews, and it's kind of like we're really pushing forward to continue those interviews. And one interview I was hoping to get done, I don't know if I'm going to be able to. There's some interesting things going on. If you are in church revitalization, of course, you know about renting your property to other churches, inviting other churches to come in. And I was really hoping to do an interview with my old church. And this is the church before my sending church. But there's a lot of interesting things going on there. A lot of things. I shared a little bit of that on Facebook, on the Revitalized New England. I'll put a link, I'll put that onto the PCRP Facebook page. But it's really an interesting thing there, where they are looking to actually sell their property now to the church that's been renting. They actually have what I found out to be three or four churches now renting from them. And they are looking to actually go because the church itself, while they are all from the southeastern Massachusetts town and area, they have been doing a lot of outreach in the two cities between, or I should say at opposite ends of where they are. Where they have been is in the middle. They are looking at doing ministry in Brockton and ministry in Taunton. And, you know, they need prayer for a decision. It's a major decision. I think a lot of churches are going into that decision stage of what they are going to do. So part of our decision here is that we want to be able to have those interviews. So we're looking at doing some more interviews in the coming year in 2022. I have a few that I have lined up, and I have a few that I'm sending out invites to speak on, and I think it's going to be an awesome podcast for this year. Some of what we do may not always be on practical church revitalization. I think while that is the name of the podcast, I think there are some crossovers that we see. Many of us have noticed within revitalization, many of us practitioners who have come from other traditions, whether it's established church or church planting, we have noticed where there are certain things that have crossed over. And so, you know, that's one of the topics, one of the interviews we're hoping to get this year, is talking about that. You know, how do we cross over? You might hear us interview some pastors, you know, some established pastors, and just hear some good stories. And then, of course, we have some of the other things that are going on in our own lives, in our own church. I can't get into all the details of what's going on right now, but we have some big, exciting things going forward. I'm always amazed at how God uses people in his church. And I am a staunch believer that we cannot, as pastors, you know, we have to understand, we want things our way, but we're never going to get it our way 100%. And I think that becomes a big thing within churches right now, where we are seeing a lot of churches out there, you know, they're struggling to find key roles in their church. So one thing I want to kind of briefly talk upon is kind of like, as I said, this is a state of the podcast thing, and this has kind of been on my heart, is as I have finished my degree last year, I over my shoulder, if we were doing videos, you would see my master's degree over my shoulder. It is something that I am proud of, but it came at a cost of a lot of education, a lot of study and everything else. And in doing that, I have had a lot of discussion with pastors and a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. Much of what you see in the description of this podcast has happened. And so one of the things that has come to my mind, and something I see here, and I probably have not talked about it, I should have talked about it, and it's my own, I'm trying to think of how to, you know, I have to take the blame for this, really, is, and what I mean by that is that I haven't brought this up, and this is something I think we all should know about, discuss, and even debate in a lot of ways. But my thing is, over the last few years, you know, as we've prayed, one of the sincere prayers my wife and I have had is for God to send us mature Christians. And I hear a lot of pastors, they want to have people, trying to think of how to describe this, they want people to fill a lot of needs. And even recently, I saw somebody on our Revitalized New England podcast put this in, and what it was that I just got a message from my work, so I'm wondering what's going on. As you know, I'm bivocational, so sorry about that. Real time. Anyway, the thing was this, I'm ripping the Band-Aid off. I've been holding it long enough, but do we hold back what God could do by sitting there and, you know, thinking we've got to have people who are 100% ready to fill in a role as we want them to be? In other words, you know, if you're a church planter, you know, you're able to build your team. You're able to bring some people together, have a Bible study, pray, and, you know that you and these several other individuals are sent to go start a church somewhere. Whether you're starting a church in another city or town or anywhere, you're going to do that. In revitalization, we don't have that. And so we've got to rely on God to do the rebuilding, the revitalization. And we see it where a lot of pastors burn out because they're doing a lot of things and they're always praying for guys to come in. Well, what I've heard over, you know, the last few years doing revitalization is I've heard from several different pastors where they're basically just picking apart people. Now, you know, I'll say this, you know, Eric had his own thing, but even Eric would, you know, let go. But he would be here and you know, say, yeah, you know, this is, I'm guilty of it too. But what we see is we see guys that, you know, they're like, it's kind of like this, you know, it's kind of like the guy that is on top of the roof while the hurricane comes through and the boat comes by and, come on, get in the boat. We're here to save you. No. God's going to save me. And then the helicopter comes by to get him off the roof. And he's like, no. God's going to save me. And then he dies and goes to heaven. And you know the rest of the story. God, why didn't you? Well, I sent you a boat. I sent you a helicopter. You know, it's that kind of thing within revitalization. And I think that's become like a huge issue with some pastors. And I would like to maybe do a series this year where we focus on that. What does it mean to fully trust God? You know, we have, I know I have my own theological leanings. I know a lot of you have similar or different leanings. And I think theological leanings can color a lot in how we do revitalization. In other words, I think that we at times can say that this is the be-all and end-all and we know the best way because we're doing it X, Y, or Z. And the truth of the matter is maybe we're our worst enemy. Maybe what we're doing is really just, you know, making the Holy Spirit grieve, because I really think there are times, and my own example is this. I remember as my wife and I started praying for God to send us mature Christians to our church, shortly thereafter, he sent a older gentleman who was, we were his last choice of church. I'll say it this way. We were his last choice of church. He had been to so many churches in the area, could not find one that he really felt was the church God was calling him to. He met one of our trustees at the door, talked to him for 10, 15 minutes, started to make his choice, and then the trustee said, well, I'm not the pastor. You know, this guy, that's the pastor over there. I was in the building. And I sat and talked with this man for 45 minutes, and I felt, oh, no, you know, this could be bad because, you know, he was talking to me. I knew where he was coming from, what his theological leanings were. And I had a feeling, you know, deep down inside, and we all get that way. We want to protect our ministries. And I thought, this is going to be the worst thing. And the truth is, 2 years later, he serves as my elder. I love the man. He is like a second father to me. He and his wife have us over every couple of weeks for dinner, and we just enjoy his company and both their company. And, you know, it's one of those things. I have a weekly elders meeting on Tuesday afternoons with him, and I look forward to those meetings. You know, it's always a good thing. And, you know, he and I have been praying, and God's sending us more godly Christians. So that's the thing is, my point is, a lot of us have these preconceived presuppositions of what we want, and maybe we need to just allow the Holy Spirit to mold the people and not try to mold them ourselves or not try to wait for them. And I think a lot of revitalizations would be in a better place if that happened. So anyway, just something there, something I'm thinking of doing for a series. In fact, my wife, Natalie, has told me that we should interview Warren on the podcast, and you know, I'm hoping to get him on here because, like I said, I had the wrong impression about him. He got the right impression about me, he'd tell you that. But you know, it's one of those things where we cannot serve God with presuppositions. We have to serve a God who basically would tell us, you know, write your plans in pencil and always carry an eraser. And that's the thing. And going into revitalization, it's a lot tougher. So, you know, what are some of the things that we can look forward to in 2022? You're going to hear more of my wife. I'm praying for God to send us another couple of hosts, another... you know, something on the side that we can do. I'm praying for interviews. You know, I have connections with a number of people in the revitalization movement, and you know, that's one of the things. I haven't tapped into that. We're praying to have a sponsor this year. You've heard us joke about the Not Another Baptist podcast guys, but in truth, Kyle and Matt have been good friends of Eric and mine for a few years. Eric has gotten to meet them and talk with them and hang with them at the Replant Summits, and I always miss those. But that said, they've been good as we were building up this podcast that you hear. Some of the things that we do are because those two guys care and have shared in their resources, and so that's what we're doing right now. We're you know, relying on God and praying for His direction. So this podcast isn't ending. So you know, you're going to hear it basically You know, Eric has, I will say this because it's out there. It's on a couple of, it's on both the Practical Church Revitalization site and Revitalized New England, but Eric is stepping down from his church. There were several reasons and factors for that. He is going to be interviewed and talk about that when he is here. But it was not an easy decision. I will tell you that him and his wife have poured a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, along with Sam Jimenez and Molly, his wife, and also Mike Webb and Kaylee Webb when they were there, and Samuel Breeden when he was there. They had a lot of good team members there that helped out over the years. But you know, it is one of those things. Sometimes churches are called to flourish, and sometimes you're called to be the caretaker of the building until the right person comes along. So you're going to hear that story next week. In fact, maybe I can get Eric back on with JD, who you'll hear a little bit about him tomorrow. I'll hear about it tomorrow. You'll hear about it next week. But you know, I'd love to get the two of them on and kind of discuss things with that. But I don't want to pull this on any longer. I know some of you are probably already tuned out and been bored, so I'm trying to keep this to the shortness of it. But, yeah, so 2022, you know, we've got plans. I don't know how these plans are going to come forward. I'm working on getting some interviews, and I'm really excited. You know, I've got some things in the fire right now for me and for Legacy Church, and I'm looking forward to how God is going to continue to move those for us. But at the same time, I'm looking forward to what God is going to do and use and continue to use this podcast for. But at the same time, I'm mourning. You know, I'm gonna say this. I'm mourning for Eric. Eric and I think you can tell by the earlier podcasts. He and I are brothers. We love each other. We like to joke with one another and all that stuff. But deep down, you know, we're brothers. We're two brothers from other mothers. And you know, I would throw myself in the way of a bullet for him, and he'd do the vice versa. And so right now I'm mourning what's going on at First Church, and it's hard for me, even though it's not my church, it's hard for me to comprehend, because for the time I've been here at Legacy Church, he's always been the guy when things got tough I could go to and be encouraged. And so part of me feels like I might have failed him, but I know this is all God's will and God's ordained providence, and I'm praying that he will land on his feet in the coming year, and we shall see. But for everyone that has ever contributed for the Practical Church Revitalization podcast, past, present, and future, I will say we love y'all, we're praying for y'all, and God bless.